Will you pray with me, please? Father, now as we celebrate and acknowledge your ancient traditions and law, may we also glory in the joy of your ever-present gospel, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This morning, as we processed in, I was having a different walk than you were, because you were coming in on the triumphal entry, but I was walking the procession of Palm Sunday, the procession of the Passover lamb. That's why I brought this lamb in. It was 3,000 years ago that this tradition began, directed by God in the book of Exodus, to take the lamb and kill it, and therefore to spread the Passover blood. And so in 957 B.C., at the completion of Solomon's temple, the first Passover procession began with the chief priest coming down the Mount of Olives, across the Kidron Valley, and up onto the Temple Mount, the mount today known as Mount Moriah. The Temple Mount is where the Dome of the Rock is today, but it's a place where, in fact, Abraham was asked by God to offer his son, his only son. And so there the priest would carry into the temple this Passover lamb. This was the lamb prepared for that Passover week, for that Passover celebration. The Passover procession of the priest, the chief priest, came in, and he led that lamb in. And the lamb was there in the temple to be inspected for 4 days. 4 days. That's why Palm Sunday happened before Passover. So the lamb came in to be inspected. He had to be perfect. He was followed at the end of the procession. So now, here I want you to get the understanding of this, because some places we grow up and see here the wonderful stories about Palm Sunday, the triumphal entry, and we don't have the true picture of what it's all about. What was happening is that the rabbis and the chief priests and all the Levitical priests are at the head of a procession. They're going up the hill, up Mount Moriah, up to the Temple Mount. They go into the sheep gate carrying the sheep, a perfect sheep. And then at the end of the procession, though, is Jesus at the back of the line. At the back of the line, there is Jesus, and he comes in, enters in. And there, so, yes, there were two lambs in the Passover procession. Two lambs. One at the front, this lamb, and one at the back, the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And the crowds went in, and they were shouting. Here's what our gospel told us this morning. The crowds went before him, and that followed him, and were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of blessed, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." How that sounds in Hebrew. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That's what the people at the back following Jesus were shouting. But the people in the front, they were following that Passover lamb. They were following the lamb because they knew this was the lamb who was going to take away their sin for 1 year. For 1 year. So yes, there were two lambs in that Passover procession, two lambs going up to the Temple Mount. Now, just in case you think this is some rabbinical story that I've heard, let me give you the scriptural proof of that. The last two verses of our scripture this morning said this: "And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, 'Who is this?'" They didn't even know who he was. Jesus is at the back of this procession. People are shouting in honor of him, but they had no idea who he was. "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "Well, this is the prophet, Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." During that week, the Passover lamb was offered for inspection. This Passover lamb had to pass perfect inspection because he had to be a perfect lamb. Now, he was raised by the Levitical shepherds in Bethlehem. They were special shepherds who were the ones who would raise the lamb that from which the chief priest would select the lamb for the Passover. And they had to be inspected. They had to be perfect. In fact, a little note for you, and that is that when these shepherds raised their lamb, they would find the one that was best in their flock, and they would, you ready for this? They would swaddle him. They would swaddle the lamb. They would do that, protect his coat, because all they could inspect was the outside. There couldn't be any scars on him, no hair missing, no fur, no wool missing, nothing. It had to be perfect. So they would swaddle him. That's why when the angel said at the birth of Jesus to the shepherds, you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, they knew something that other people didn't know. Oh, this is a special lamb. A special lamb. And so here's where that lamb came from. See, he came in to be inspected. And so all the other priests, everyone would come in to inspect to make sure he was perfect. Well, Jesus himself, he too offered himself for inspection. Matthew chapter 21 and 22, we read of those times they quizzed him. They quizzed him. At one place they said, and when he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him. He was teaching and said, they asked him, by what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority? Jesus answered, well, who gave John the Baptist his authority? Did it come from heaven or from earth? And they couldn't answer. They said, well, we shouldn't answer. Again, they asked him and said, tell us what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Well, you know his answer to that. Again, he passed the test. And then finally, teacher, which is the greatest commandment? He told them, which is the greatest commandment, which we know as the summary of the law. So Jesus, too, was tested just as the lamb was by all the priests and the chief priests. And at that, so then at the end, the people had to decide, which lamb are we going to worship? Which lamb are we going to follow? And they made a decision on Friday, crucify him. Crucify him. This was the Passover procession, brothers and sisters. This is what it really looked like on that first Sunday. This is what it looked like on that Sunday that we call the triumphal entry. Which of the lamb of the annual sacrifice or the lamb of the everlasting sacrifice? We are following the sacrificial lamb or that we produce, or do we follow the lamb that we must submit to? Do we follow the lamb, the sacrificial lamb that we create, this lamb, or do we follow the lamb that we must submit to? What is the difference? One of them I control. The other one is I must submit. One of them I control. I pick him. I choose him. I decide he's the one, and then I sacrifice him. The other one is the one to whom I must submit, Jesus Christ. You see, they chose the lamb. They chose the lamb, the Passover lamb. They deemed him worthy. They killed him. They butchered him. They consumed him. They declared him effective. Repeat step one. Repeat step one. The everlasting sacrifice, the Lamb of God, God chose the lamb. John declared the lamb worthy. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus offered his life, his own life, on your behalf. There is no repeat. Thanks be to God. What is the difference? One I control, the other I must submit. The difference is between the gospel and the law, brothers and sisters. The difference is between the law and the gospel. You see, the annual sacrifice is following the law. It's following the law that God laid down in Exodus chapter 12. It's following the law. It says this, this month shall be for you the beginning of the months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household, and offer him. That is the law. And the law is good. It's righteous. It's God-given. But it's still only the law. It still only is effective to the extent that we keep it. What if the lamb hadn't been perfect? What if I didn't offer it perfectly? There's always the question. The law is God-given, but it's still only the law. It is not the gospel. It is not the gospel. The eternal sacrifice is the gospel of all of God's love. God's love and grace and deliverance. The late Reverend Dr. Vody Bachum has a very famous quote that I want to read to you and then say a bit about it. All the gospel requires of us is repentance and faith. Let me say that again. All the gospel requires of us is repentance and faith. Nothing else. Then you say, well, what is obedience? What about obedience? That's not what the gospel requires. That's what the gospel produces. Not what the gospel requires, but the gospel produces. You see, the law is produced by the goodness of the gospel. But the gospel is that which sets us free. How can you know which lamb you are following? Are you following the law, the lamb of the law? Or are you following the lamb of the gospel, the lamb of Jesus Christ? Are you living by the law? Are you being good? Do you try to be good during Lent? Haven't you? Try to be good, but you failed. I failed. Remember when we began Lent, I got the privilege of preaching the first Sunday of Palm Sunday, and I said, make sure you find a fast that you give up that you, of which you'll probably fail. I hope you did. I did. In fact, just writing here this morning, I told my wife, well, I've got lots to repent of this morning. Thank God for church, right?
Yeah.
Are you coping by the power of your will, or are you still trying to figure it out? Figure what out? Peace. Peace. Or are you living wholly dependent on the sacrificial lamb of Jesus Christ, knowing and trusting that that gospel will deliver you, that gospel will free you, that gospel will set you free and make you new? Are you living by grace? Are you living by law? It's what Isaiah said. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of his all. By his wounds, we are healed. Brothers and sisters, today, receive that healing. Receive that. Trust in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Turn from the law. Let the gospel bring obedience to you. Absolutely. But know that first the gospel comes and produces new life in you. So which lamb are you following? The lamb of the sacrifice or the lamb to which sacrifice we must submit? How do you do it? It's very simple. It's all through Lent. Repent and believe.
Amen.
Repent and believe. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.